Caption: It takes about 2 hours to reach the ocean floor in Alvin. The dives to find the rifts began in 1973 and lasted into 1974. Until people like Ballard visited the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, scientists were not sure what would be found there. On the dive, Ballard and his partner made a smooth descent to the ocean bottom in Alvin. They touched down with a sharp bump and raised a cloud of sand around them. When the sand cleared, they saw they were perched on a series of short cliff walls, something like a staircase. Gently, the pilot drove the submarine down the stairs toward the bottom of the valley. When they finally came to a bumping stop, Ballard saw lava beds all around the submarine. Molten rock had been forced up through cracks in the sea floor and hardened into oddly shaped lava formations. As Alvin poked along the seafloor, something else caught Ballard's eye. He saw a deep gap in the very bottom of the valley. It was 20 feet wide, nearly big enough for Alvin to dive into. Ballard felt that nobody who saw such a sight could doubt the new plate theories. It was as if I was sitting on the crack between Africa and America. Feature box: lava, on land and at sea. The lava that Ballard found underwater is just like the lava that erupts from a volcano on Earth. It is the hot magma from Earth's interior that has forced its way to the surface. But the weight of the ocean above it and the near-freezing temperature of the water has strange effects on it. When it hits the water, it hardens almost immediately. This underwater lava is sometimes called toothpaste lava or pillow lava. Caption: Ballard saw mounds of lava like this on the ocean floor.